From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is taking diplomatic action against countries that co-sponsor the UN Security Council resolution against the buildup of Jewish settlements in the West Bank and East Jerusalem, which Palestinians want as a capital for a future state. The U.S. took the unusual step of allowing the resolution rather than issuing a veto. White House Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes said despite the United States repeatedly standing up for Israel, its government had ignored repeated concerns about the growth of settlements in Palestinian territories.
One of our great concerns is that the continued pace of settlement activity, which has accelerated in recent years, which has accelerated significantly since 2011 when we vetoed the UN Security Council resolution that condemned settlements, puts at risk the two-state solution, as does any continued incitement to violence.
The Israeli ambassador to the UN called the Friday resolution disgraceful. Germany continues searching for possible accomplices of the suspected Berlin truck attacker a day after he was killed in a shootout with Italian police in Milan. Speaking to reporters in Berlin Friday, Chief Federal Prosecutor Peter Frank said investigators are trying to determine if 24-year-old Tunisian Anas Amri received help from a network of supporters. Western security officials are increasingly worried that the Islamic State terror group may be a step ahead of renewed efforts to stop terrorist operatives from infiltrating their countries. Fears once centered on IS using migrant and refugee flows to sneak in highly trained operatives bent on carrying out attacks. This is VOA News. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation warns local law enforcement agencies across the United States that the Islamic State militants have called for attacks on churches and other sites where holiday crowds might gather. This after the group posted a list of U.S. churches as possible targets on its social media sites. FBI spokesman Andrew Ames said citizens are advised to maintain awareness of their surroundings and report suspicious activity. On Monday, Islamic State claimed responsibility for a terror attack on a Berlin Christmas market in which 12 people died and 56 were injured. Hundreds of Syrians returned to Aleppo Friday to check on their homes after the last Reb Rolls left the city on Thursday. Residents crossed into neighborhoods and had recently been on the front lines of the battle for Aleppo. Some of them had not been able to reach their homes in 5 years. West Africa's regional bloc has threatened to use force in Gambia. The country's longtime leader does not step down in January as scheduled, following his loss in presidential elections. The chairman of ECOWAS, Marcel D'Souza, told reporters the bloc has a standby force. The regional group has been leading diplomatic efforts to try to persuade President Yahya Jammeh to step down. Jammeh, who has ruled Gambia for 22 years, initially accepted defeat after December's presidential election, but a week later he changed his mind. Turkey has imposed severe media restrictions following the release by an Islamic State video purporting to show the killing of two Turkish soldiers. The video release came as Turkey is still reeling from the killing Thursday of numerous Turkish soldiers fighting to capture the jihadist-controlled Syrian town of El Bab. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
For several hours, Facebook, Twitter and YouTube were all blocked. After the blanket ban was lifted, internet service was reportedly slow across the country and all sites showing the video were blocked. Turkish mainstream media did not report on the video. While there's been no Turkish official reaction to the video, authorities are quoted in local media saying the restrictions were imposed for the sake of public order. The video follows Thursday's killing of 16 Turkish soldiers by an IS suicide bomber. That was the largest number of fatalities in one incident since August, when Turkey launched its cross-border operation into Syria against IS and Syrian Kurdish rebel groups. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
American actress and author Carrie Fisher, best known for her role as Princess Leia in the original Star Wars movies, is reported to be in critical condition in a Los Angeles hospital after suffering a heart attack near the end of an 11-hour flight from London to the California city. Emergency crews who met the plane said they administered advanced life support measures.
That's the latest world news from VOA.